This week we have two plays opening in Sydney featuring professors of physics. John Doyle's Veer has moved from Adelaide to the Sydney Theatre Company, and next Saturday Atomic opens at NIDA. A musical about physics? Sharon Carleton has more.
Who was Leo Szilard? I didn't really know of him. And I think this is one of the wonderful things with this story is that not a lot of people did, because a lot of his achievements he did for the good of people and the world. He wasn't seeking recognition or Nobel Prizes.
Michael Falzon, a seasoned Australian actor and singer, plays the part of Leo Szilard.
What we found was that even early on, when he was a very young man working with Einstein and creating new technologies like refrigeration, and certainly when he discovered nuclear fusion, it was always to do two things: create a new atomic power that could help the world and get rid of fossil fuels. Never was it in his mind that he would be using this for destruction.
A lot of scientists worked on the atomic bomb, but Szilard was effectively the first person.
Danny Gingas is the writer of Atomic the Musical.
He left Germany in 1933 when Hitler came to power. And that same year he went to England and came up with the concept of the nuclear chain reaction. His background wasn't nuclear physics, it was thermodynamics. When he went to London, he wasn't too sure if he'd get into nuclear physics or biology. There was a lecture by Ernest Rutherford about atomic physics, and Rutherford said that anybody who thought that you could get energy from an atom on a commercial scale was talking moonshine. And that annoyed Szilard very much, because he thought, how can somebody say that without knowing, without doing the homework? It wasn't scientific. So being annoyed, he thought about it a lot, and he was walking down the street in London and he had this idea of the nuclear chain reaction. And he spent the next 6 years trying to make it work. The atom bomb is here.
The atom bomb is here. Danny Gingas comes not from any theatrical background, but from advertising. He's an award-winning Australian ad writer whose childhood fears have become what may well be a world first. A musical about a real physicist, Leo Szilard. When Danny was a lad, he read a scary book, his parents' home medical journal, which featured a piece on how to survive a nuclear war. It petrified the 9-year-old. Years later, he came across another book, this time on the Manhattan Project, which described the greatest collaboration of minds in the history of the world.
This fellow Leo Szilard kept popping up, and I found him very interesting. Then I was really annoyed that I'd never heard of him. I wrote a script and I took it to LA to try and get interest in it. None of the producers or agents that I spoke to over there had heard of Szilard either. And I thought, it makes sense here, but in America? So that kind of spurred me on.
The Manhattan Project was the US-led research program which resulted in the first atomic bomb. Many of the better-known luminaries from the Manhattan Project also feature in the musical: J. Robert Oppenheimer, Enrico Fermi, and Ernest Rutherford, the latter having quite dismissed Szilard's hypothesis. In this scene, Szilard visits Rutherford at his lab in London.
This is
a way to harness the power of the atom. By using the same energy that you would to split a single atom, to split hundreds, thousands, trillions. Chain reaction.
And where did you study atomic physics?
I have not.
And you are
Leo Szilard. And you are Rutherford, the man who disintegrated atoms with positively charged alpha particles, and on whose shoulders I was able to work this out.
You use neutrons here, but we've been using protons, and there's just too much resistance.
Because you've been using protons. That's why I use neutrons. No resistance.
Neutrons?
Obviously, the potential for...
I understand the hypothetical possibilities of this.
No, I don't think you do. or it seems you would be a little more excited, or at least a little more scared.
We're counting on a chain reaction. We're counting on a chain reaction.
Do you have a working model?
You want a working model. Fine.
Leo Szilard was appalled to think that Nazi scientists might soon be applying the latest atomic theories to the development of weapons. He did all he could to persuade the US government that they must develop the atomic bomb before the Germans. Szilard had been a student of Albert Einstein's in the 1920s in Berlin, and in July 1939, Szilard met with Einstein. It took very little to persuade him to write a letter to President Franklin Roosevelt, warning that the Germans may be at an advanced stage of research already. Szilard dictated the letter. Einstein signed it. The letter had its desired effect, and Roosevelt's actions eventually led to the Manhattan Project. As with all good musicals, there's a love interest in Atomic. Leo's wife Trudy is his support and the only person outside the lab in whom he can confide, at least in the musical.
You have no idea what it's like to do this every day. To be building something that could destroy an entire city. And if that wasn't enough, if the worry about being responsible for killing millions of people wasn't enough stress, if we don't build this before the Germans, then kaboom! There goes New York and Washington, and where the hell are we?
Chicago.
Do you have any idea what that's like? Nobody could. Because nobody in the entire history of this planet has ever been able to do this. We're talking millions in 7 seconds because of something I made.
On December the 2nd, 1939, Leo Szilard and his colleagues successfully demonstrated the first nuclear chain reaction. There was no going back now. Leo Szilard.
Today it's raining murder, there's no end in sight. 10,000 souls alive now will be ashes by tonight. As one
in the character notes for the musical, American physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer is described as a tortured showman who spent his youth reading alone in his room, probably while wearing a cape, which he still wears in his head. His gung-ho attitude to detonating the bomb couldn't be further from Leo Szilard's recognition of what this meant for the future of the planet, the power to exterminate vast sections of humanity at will. Simon Brooke McLaughlin plays Robert Oppenheimer.
Hey boys, welcome to the promised land. The world you've only dreamed of is at hand. While Germany was navel-gazing, we took your page to stage. Amazing!
Isn't he the best?
Testing. What's all this for?
Now all you've got to do is hum along in tune. You've built a little bomb. Now watch it go kaboom. Yes, it's all in the palm of our hands. We just followed your directions as close as we can. We've got one for Berlin and two more for Japan. All thanks to you.
Two more for Japan. Another painful dilemma for Szilard, and perhaps one of the reasons he's been pushed into the shadows of science history. Danny Gingas.
The Manhattan Project was the most secret project. The Vice President, Truman, didn't know about the project until a day after they made him president. So nobody knew about Leo Szilard. After the project, the government and the military kept a very tight control about telling the story of the project, and Szilard's story was not one that they wanted to tell. Szilard actually tried to stop the bomb.
So you think he was purposely whitewashed from history, do you?
Yeah. The general in charge of the project, General Groves, was almost like an enemy. Groves tried to get him incarcerated into prison during the Manhattan Project and had him effectively thrown off the project for a year. And Szilard worked his way back onto it by negotiating his patents.
Germany surrendered, not having made the bomb. And Szilard hoped that that would be the end of it. He wrote another letter to the president, urging restraint now that the Nazi threat was over. The proliferation of nuclear weapons was nightmare territory. Roosevelt died before the letter was delivered. The question was a simple yes or no. Do we drop a nuclear bomb on the Japanese, or do we not? But Szilard realized there was a third way, his option C.
We give the Japanese 5, 10 days' notice. Tell them that we are going to drop the bomb on a particular city. Then have time to get out safely. We still drop the bomb. The city is destroyed. Everyone sees the power of it. They are scared into surrendering. The war is over. And no one else has to die.
Michael Falzon, who plays Leo Szilard.
He was very much a crusader. He always wanted to do the right thing with this. He never wanted it to get out of control and never stopped trying to bring it back under control. The machine, the government, whomever was involved, it all got too big. But he never, ever stopped trying to stop the bomb being dropped. And then he spoke everywhere about it afterward, not defending the position, but talking about the history of what it was that they were trying to achieve, the scientists, independent of what the military wanted.
The only conclusion we can draw is that governments acting in a crisis are guided by questions of expediency, and moral considerations are given very little weight, and that America is no different from any other nation in this respect.
The premiere of Atomic is next Saturday at NIDA, the National Institute of Dramatic Art in Kensington. That feature by Sharon Carleton. And don't forget Vera by John Doyle at the Sydney Theatre Company opens this week, having come from Adelaide and its season there. Next week, more birds and how to get space lifts working instead of rockets to the sky. The Science Show is produced by David Fisher and Phil McKellar. And my thanks to Paul and the brilliant AV team at Parliament House in Canberra for help with the recording of the Prime Minister's Prizes for Science. I'm Robin Williams.
Hey boys, welcome to the promised land. The world you've only dreamed of is at hand. While Germany was navel-gazing, we took your page to stage. Amazing!
Isn't he the best?
Testing, what's all this for?
Now all you've got to do is hum along in tune. You've built a little bomb, now watch it go kaboom. Yes, it's all in the palm of our hands. We just followed your directions as close as we can. We've got 1 for Berlin and 2 more for Japan. All thanks to you.